A close look at the state's Pandemic Relief Fund reveals a detail about South Dakota's hospitality industry. A substantial number of the small business loans went to immigrants or their descendants who've become major players in the hotel business. Lawmakers created the relief fund on the final hectic day of this year's legislative session. It was the end of March. The coronavirus was invading the country. Economic activity plummeted. Business owners needed help. Governor Kristi Noem agreed with lawmakers on a plan. They plucked $10.5 million from several existing economic development programs. They put the money in a new fund for zero-interest loans to small businesses. Here's how Senator Jeff Partridge of Rapid City supported the bill during a debate.
Many of our businesses have gone from 100 down to close to zero as it relates to revenue. You know the types of businesses that I'm referring to. And there's many more as well that we might not even be thinking of yet.
Partridge was right. There was a group of business owners that South Dakota's overwhelmingly white legislature probably was not thinking of. Indian American hotel owners. They ended up getting about 30 of the 200 loans from the fund. Senator Partridge says he's surprised to find out the state has so many Indian Americans in the hotel business.
I mean, my comment would be, I think it's great. I mean, we welcome people from all over the world into the United States. And if that's a business that they can, you know, get into it and find a foothold in, I think it's wonderful.
Nationally, it's a well-documented phenomenon. So many Indian Americans own hotels, there's an association with about 20,000 members. The group says they own nearly half the hotels in the country. South Dakota numbers are harder to find, but the state's pandemic loan fund gives an indication. About 50 hotels got loans from the fund. Among those, Indian Americans appear to own about 60%. That's based on the names in public documents that corporations have to file. Rikesh Patel is one of those hotel owners. About 25 years ago, he emigrated from India to join relatives in North Carolina. He has a master's degree in engineering, but didn't like the job offers he received. So he decided to follow other Indian immigrants into the hotel business. He found a Super 8 in Vermilion, home of the University of South Dakota.
Knowing that Vermilion is a college town, I thought that my kids will have good education and good surrounding, good neighbors, good family environment for education.
Patel's kids are grown now. One's a physician and another's a dentist. Patel has expanded his business and now owns 8 hotels in South Dakota. His story is common in the Indian American community, and so is his last name. Many of the Indian American hotel owners in South Dakota and across the country have the surname Patel. Amherst College professor Pavan Dhingra says the Patels are not a family dynasty.
They're not related. It's just an incredibly common surname for the region of India from which the first owners and many of the owners came from, which is Gujarat.
Dhingra is the son of Indian immigrants. He wrote a book about Indian American hotel ownership called Life Behind the Lobby. The story starts in the 1940s and 50s. Indian immigrants trickled into California looking for opportunity.
They weren't planning on getting into the hospitality industry. They had no familiarity with the industry at all.
Many took seasonal jobs on farms. In the off-season, they went to San Francisco.
They'd come into the city looking for work, and they would stay in these, you know, inexpensive, they were called residential hotels.
Eventually, some immigrants bought motels from owners wanting out of the business. From those humble beginnings, Dhingra says, many Indian American families found a home in their new country.
So I have a small motel. I sponsor my relatives to come over, and what are they going to do? They're going to work in the motel industry. That's an obvious thing. And they could actually work in my motel or work for someone that I know. And in the process, they live for free because it's a motel, and they learn the business. And then they gradually can purchase their own business. And this is how it, kind of the domino effect happens.
COVID-19 interrupted that. Hotels suffered some of the earliest and most severe economic effects from the pandemic. Rikesh Patel in Vermilion says the pandemic cut revenue at his hotels by as much as 90%.
The first 10 to 15 days of March were fairly nice, and suddenly it just crashed, like car accident.
Patel says he applied for 8 loans from the state fund because all 8 of his South Dakota hotels needed help. He got 2 loans for the maximum amount of $75,000 apiece. The governor's Office of Economic Development says it imposed a limit of 2 loans per person on people owning multiple businesses. Loan applicants had to show they lost revenue because of the pandemic, had to have a minimum credit score, and satisfy other criteria. The governor's office fielded almost 400 applications. Officials in the governor's office selected the 200 successful loan recipients. Beyond hotels, those loans went to a wide variety of businesses all over the state, including restaurants, hair salons, auto mechanics, breweries, and small-town lumber yards, to name a few. Borrowers have 5 years to pay back the loans. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.